Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, fitness trainer, nurse, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Can you believe it? It's getting closer to year end, and the faster that they seem to be going by. I don't know what's going on. Oh my. Only 20 days until Christmas and then 7 days until New Year's. So in 27 days, we're on January 1, 2020. Unbelievable. This year, 2019, has come and gone in a flash. So since Christmas, for many people, is actually an important holiday, or at least one with meaning, I want to talk about it for a little bit. What does actually Christmas mean to you? Is it the holiday or the gifts, the food, the gatherings, the drinking, sharing, caring, loving on each other, supporting the ones in need, etc.? Or is it about celebrating the birth of Christ? Good question. Well, I actually heard a pastor say that Christmas stands for more Christ, because Christ must, and must in Spanish is the equivalent of more in English. So the meaning of Christmas is actually more Christ, to be more connected to him. And I go, wow, that's not something that's only one day a year, and that's something 365 to 366 days a year, depending on whether it's a leap year or not. So when Pastor said that, I was kind of, that's very interesting. So for me now, Christmas just means a day where I spend even more time with Christ than on the other days that I spend with him every day, because he's the center of my life. I'm not saying everybody has to be the same way. This is just who I am, okay? I'm not putting pressure on anybody or telling anybody what to believe. This is all up to you. But this is what I believe, how I feel, and what's going on. So actually, to be truthful, Christ wasn't even born in December. When you study the Bible and follow the chronological timeline, you will see that it was a totally different season that Jesus was born in. So that's why I am not putting that emphasis on it in the sense of this is Christ's birth. I'm saying this is more Christ. Okay. So, yeah, very interesting, actually. So what is important for me is actually that we get together, that we're praying together, sharing together, loving on each other, giving. And I'm talking not only about physical gifts, mostly not, but about things that enrich someone's lives, be it something, just a word of kindness, be it a smile, be it a hug, be it something that comes from the heart. Those things usually last much longer than physical gifts do, because those can break, those can get lost, those are sometimes above our means. And is Christmas with more Christ supposed to be a burden? Or is it supposed to be a joy? Well, for me personally, it's peace, joy, faith, happiness, health. Those are all the things that God gave us when we were born. So at least most of us, unless we had some deformities or something, but there was a reason behind that too. I just don't know it. And I don't need to know everything, and I do not claim to know everything. But everything is for a reason. I can just tell you one good reason where I received, as we call it now, a God wink, was for Thanksgiving this year. My husband and I had intended on driving up north, 7-hour trip each way, leaving at 4 a.m, being up there around 11, 11:30, celebrating with some people or visiting some people, and then around 3:34, come back home. So we'll be in bed by midnight because he had to get up the next morning at 4 or 5 to go to work. Well, that was so interesting because Tuesday night he came home. He is my hubby, and he said, I don't know how to ask that question. And I go, just spit it out. You can't make it up north? And he looked at me, his eyes wide open, and he goes, you're right, I can't. I just received a phone call that a piece of equipment is down that is needed for operations on Friday, and it's got to be fixed. So I cannot make it. Do you want me to put you on the airplane and you fly up there, go by yourself, and I'll come pick you up again? And I go, absolutely not. If you can't make it, neither will I. So I canceled everything and told him it was due to his work that we couldn't make it. And I apologized. And I said, I hope to see you all soon and wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And okay, so that was it. Everybody understood, and at least that's the message we got. And they said, yes, safety comes first. And then on Thanksgiving, he was able to stay at home. He was just on call for anything that was going on. But we were home. We fixed lunch together. We ate together. We spent a day in peace and joy and love together. It was just amazing. It was so calm and no stress. And at the end of the day, we looked at each other and said, that was the best Thanksgiving day ever in the 39 years of being married, 40 years together. And he goes, yes, it was. And what I forgot to say so far is when we watch the news, and we almost never, ever watch the news because it's always depressing, we cracked up laughing. We found out that our route over the grapevine was closed due to snow and heavy winds. And I go, oh my God, I am so glad you gave us a God wink and warned us and made sure we were not going to be on that route, because we would have been stuck on the road for hours and hours and hours. And who knows what all happened. We were sound and safe and warm and happy at home because we listened. We heard the message and we took it to heart. And I go, that is so much better. And so, yeah, I mean, there's reasons to be thankful for and to talk about more Christ or Christmas on a daily basis, pretty much. It does not have to be just one single day a year, which is for us here, December 25th. So having shared that, I just want to say today is actually, you know, the way we did it back home for Christmas, we always got together. As I said, we prayed, we shared, we loved, we gave. And the things we gave were usually we played music together, so instrumental or singing or both. We recited poems, we told stories, we just had a lot of fun. And that was more important than any of the presents anybody could ever give us. So today I would like to give you the gift of health for yourself or a loved one. Because you know by now that my focus is healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances, and a balanced lifestyle that lasts for the rest of our lives. What would be the very best gift you can give yourself or a loved one? A gift that lasts until the end. Is it something tangible, or is it something that you put your mind to it, you worked on it, you strengthened your mindset, you've motivated it, you transformed it from negative to positive? All these things are so marvelous and they last so much longer. So if that would be the very best gift that you could give yourself or somebody else. I will give you a gift if you're ready to go through that transformation so you can experience freedom in time, health, and financially. And I will give every single person a $25 wellness credit, or for a couple, a $50 wellness credit if you choose to get healthy with me. You can send me your information to dythomson@gmail.com, or you can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. As you know, I do not answer the call unless I know who it is and why we're talking, and I recognize the number and it has the name below, because I am very much on time with everything I'm doing. So life is good, life is a joy, and life is precious. So I have actually found some other things that I wanted to share with you, just to give you a little bit of a reprieve of having to look for it. If you like to read Christmas stories, I Googled it and I came up with the 16 best Christmas books to read this holiday season. And the first one is The Christmas Story by Jean Shepherd. The Christmas Story. Yeah, it looks like it's fun. The next one is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The Tailor of Gloucester by Beatrix Potter. The Greatest Gift by Philip Van Doren Stern. The Polar Express by Chris Van Allsburg. The Nutcracker, E.T.A. Hoffman. Amazing Peace, A Christmas Poem by Maya Angelou. Christmas Carols and Other Stories, Charles Dickens. Hercule Poirot, Christmas, Agatha Christie. Letters from Father Christmas, J.R.R. Tolkien. Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. The Night Before Christmas, Clement Clark Moore. Afterward, A Ghost Story for Christmas by Edith Wharton. A Christmas Memory by Truman Capote. Wuthering Heights by Emily Brontë, and the Wuthering is W-U-T-H-E-R-I-N-G. Never heard that word before. Such a new one to me. And there is one that is not listed here, and it's by Leo Buscaglia. And I love his short little Christmas stories. And actually, I don't have the book anymore because I gave it to my mom as a Christmas present when she was here visiting me. And she took it home to Switzerland with her. So I just ordered a new one today on Amazon.com. It's around $13 for Prime. And I just ordered that again because I love to read and reread and reread that story. I have read it at least 30, 40 times already. And every year when I read it again, I learn something new from one of the stories that I had read so many times before. It's just our perceptions change and we learn, and it's amazing. So I wanted to share something else with you, which is actually a soldier's Christmas poem. And the funny part about this is I just saw this in a movie, and I was touched by it, but I didn't know it was a poem. And today it just jumped in front of my eyes, and I had to get it printed out so I can read it to you. And it says, A Soldier's Christmas Poem. Although Christmas is celebrated one day of the year, it is really the feeling you get in your heart. This feeling was so important to David Olsen that when this message landed in front of his eyes, he just had to share it. So he did. He had it printed in the Big Nickel newspaper, published in the McCook Gazette. It was printed in the December edition. David is the commander of the local DAV Chapter 3. And that was just the preamble of this poem. And the poem goes like this. The poem was written by Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt. This poem is printed with permission. A soldier's Christmas poem. 'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings by the mantel, just boots filled with sand, and on the wall pictures of far distant lands, with medals and badges, awards of all kinds. A sobering thought came to my mind, for this house was different, so dark and so dreary. The home of the soldier, now I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in his one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to this soldier or to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon around the world the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for the freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and soon drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold evening chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night. This guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. When David first read the poem to me, a tear came to his eye. He admitted that each time he reads it, it touches his heart. So I found that this poem was written at the top daily headlines from the North Platte Telegraph. So if you want to find it there, that'd be awesome. Or if you need a copy of it and you want to let me know, I can probably send you a copy. So just email me to dythompson@gmail.com. and ask for it, put in the header, in the subject line, that you would like the poem. Also, you can email me for suggestions, for questions, for, if you want to be on the show with me, please let me know. Anything that has to do with healthy mind, healthy body, healthy finances, and that's just about our entire lives. Everything goes for that. So I just wanted to give you one more piece of information that I had that goes along with my wellness credit. Did you know that every extra pound you carry on you puts 4 pounds of pressure on your joints? Start today to be in charge of your health. That's what I did 4 years ago. And at that time, I couldn't walk up and down the stairs anymore. I was in so much pain. I was so much overweight. And I was just not feeling it. And my joints did not carry me. Well, why? I just said every extra pound we carry is 4 pounds of pressure on our knees. So what I did is I actually released a total of 58 pounds, which when you multiply that times four is 232 pounds of pressure. Well, I was 180 pounds and I had 232 pounds of pressure on my body because I was so overweight. No wonder everything was hurting. Today, being in a healthy, happy weight, great lab results, everything great, wonderful, running up and down the stairs, no more electric chair. I can tell you, this is the truth. It is not just a hype that I read. It is something that I read, that I experienced, and that I'm now teaching others. So they get to experience the joy of life, the joy of happiness, the joy of health. So having said that, I hope and I pray you all will look at Christmas as more of Christ and just do what it takes to be happy and healthy. And as I said, if you want me to guide you, I'd be more than happy to. Just put it in the subject line when you write to me so I can get your email out of the spam, because every first email goes into the spam folder until I get it out and I click it to be a good email that I want to see them. Anyways, I wish everybody a most amazing day, a great weekend, and may the next 20 days be filled with joy. And may the 20th day, the 25th of December, be a day of peace, joy, faith, and health, and happiness, and everything else there is that we can think of that we can share with one another. And I just really, really take this seriously, that I want to be happy and that I want to help as many people as possible. And the sooner you sign up with me, the better it is, because you could still release some weight, maybe even 5 to 10 pounds before Christmas if you take it seriously and if you follow my plan 100%. So it's entirely up to you. I wish you all the very best, and I will talk on the 12th and on the 19th one more time, and then I don't know if I'm going to do it on the 26th, because most people will still be in a very festive mood, but I might, just to see how your Christmas went. And I would love to get some feedback from you guys to know what you think of these episodes. And as I said, I usually try to guide them towards the season we are in and make sure that we are happy and healthy and that we don't waste money on things that we don't need to. And you know that a healthy mind can create a healthy body, whereas a unhealthy negative mind can cause a lot of illness. And I know that for a fact, also personal experience, as well as my brother, who's a doctor and first became a minister, so he can hone in on those things with his patients instead of just handing out drugs. Drugs usually have negative side effects, even if they can help in some ways. Whereas mental positive mindset, mental attitude has a much stronger, powerful influence on us, and it does not harm our body. So having said all that and shared the joy of life, the joy of more Christ, and the joy of being happy and healthy, I look forward to talking to you next week, and I wish you blessings, best of health, and until then.